Today's shir, we are back. Is Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Ches, and we are in the week of Pesach, so we have shir for a couple of days now before Yantif. Okay, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amabez. Let's start with Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan Tzadik Zayin Amabez. Tana Rabbanan. Ezel Matbea Shel Yerushalayim. What is the coin of Yerushalayim? David Shlomo Mitzad Echad. Yerushalayim Yer Hakodesh Mitzad Acher. David and Shlomo is on one side, and Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh is on the other side. So the Rishonim discuss whether there are pictures of these on each side, or there are just the words. Either way, there's a connection between David and Shlomo and Yerushalayim. It's interesting that there are a number of sources which talk about the connection conceptually between Malchus Beis David and Yerushalayim. Just before I forget, I forgot to mention the today's shiur was dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Yitzchak Yisrael ben Rav Yonah Tzvi Halevi. Again, Rav Yitzchak Yisrael ben Yonah Tzvi Halevi. It's today's daf, April 5th, Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Ches. Okay, so there is a connection. The coin has one side Yerushalayim and one side David and Shlomo. It's an interesting halacha. We know that in Shmona Esrei, the last line of each bracha has to summarize the bracha. Has to be me'ena, the bracha me'ena, the chasima me'ena bracha. So, for example, v'lo nevosh ki v'cha batachnu, bracha ad Hashem mishan mivtach l'tzadikim. Right, batachnu we have bitachod, and mishan mivtach l'tzadikim. And we have ki atah shomei atfilas kopeh, bracha ad Hashem shomei atfila. Right, we have, or shomei atfilas b'brachmim, either one, nusach svar or ashkenaz. So we always summarize Kiel Goel Chazak Ata Baruch Hashem Goel Yisrael, and yet if you look at the end of Yerushalayim Ircha, what do we say? Uvnei Osa Bakarav Yamenu Binyan Olam V'chisei David Mehera L'socha Tachin Baruch Ata Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim. So what's the last line of Yerushalayim Ircha? V'chisei David Mehera L'socha Tachin. We talk about David HaMelech. So ask the Bach. The Bach was this Sha'alni in Simen Kuf Yud Ches from Rabbi Shabtai Sagi Nahor. He says, what do you need? How could this be? Right? This is a violation of what it says in the Gemara that you have to have the last line of the bracha always mei nachasima. And that is why, if you know, there are some minhagim, some Sephardic minhagim, to switch the last two lines of the bracha. Right? Some Sephardic minhagim have v'chisi davin mehir l'sachat achinu v'nei osa b'karav yameinu b'yan alam bracha l'Hashem b'nei Yerushalayim. They switch it. Because that's the reason. Because they want to have the last line as b'nei Yerushalayim. It says the Bach, you don't have to switch it. Avol ha'emes yored darko, shebakashas v'chisei David mehir l'socha tachin, hu me'in bracha zu shemevakshin sheibane Yerushalayim b'karov. Kidei shekisei David b'mehir b'toch Yerushalayim tachin. Meaning it's all one theme. Ki ein kisei Hashem shalem, ela kishekisei David al-machon of Yerushalayim. Malchus, b'nei Yerushalayim is not complete unless you have Malchus based David. It's really one connected idea. And therefore it's fine, we dafke end v'chisei mehir l'socha tachin. Right, so that we have that, we learn that message. Also, the Gemara in Megillah, which talks about Adaf Yud Ches, the order of the brachas of Shmona Esrei. Why is this before this, and why is Gula before your Refuah, and why is Refuah before Parnasa? Goes through all the Pesukim. The Gemara then says, why is Yerushalayim Ircha? Why is the last two right before the end of Shomea Tefillah? The Gemara discusses why is Malchus Beis David, and right after that Shomea Tefillah, right? We have Samach David Avdecha, and then we have Shomea Tefillah, because the Pasuk says, "V'haviyosim el harkachi v'simachta beveis tefillasi." That's the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, because it says first Beis HaMikdash, and then v'simachta beveis tefillasi, going right into Shomea Tefillah. So ask the Marsha, what do you mean? So that explains why Beis HaMikdash is right before Shomea Tefillah. What does that have to do with Malchus Beis David? Right, that has to do with the preview of Yerushalayim Ircha is the Havios of Harkachi. So how does that explain that Samach David? And then the Simach Tabes Tfilasi. So again, the Marsha says, it's all somehow, it's part of the process, says the Marsha. If you look at the Sfas Emes there, Sfas Emes and Megillah says, no, it's all one theme, like this Bach says. That Malchus Beis David and Bin Yerushalayim is really one connected idea, and therefore it's appropriate to put it together and even learn them from one theme. Again, there are other sources, but again, put this on the list, the two coins. On one side of the coin is David and Shlomo, on the other side of the coin is Bin Yerushalayim. It's all one theme. Okay, let's continue. Ve'ezehu matbeya shel Avraham Avinu. What is the coin of Avraham Avinu? So says the Gemara, Zakein v'zakeina mitzad echad, Bachur b'sula mitzad acher. a Zakin and his Kena on one side, and the Bakra and the Psula on the other side. Again, some type of Agadata. What does this mean? So Rashi says, Bakra and Psula means Yitzchak and Rivka. Zakin and his Kena means Avram and Sarah. Means the first two Avot and Imahot. Right? Avram and Sarah are the older ones, and Yitzchak and Rivka are the young ones. But if you look in the Marsha says, I think there's a different pshat. And the Marsha was Machavin to Rabbeinu Peretz. He didn't have Rabbeinu Peretz. Marsha was Machavin to Rabbeinu Peretz. And what does it mean? No, it means it's both. What is this coin? It's called the coin of Avram Avinu. Meaning, it's when Avram and Sarah were younger and when Avram and Sarah were older. Because that was the whole nes, that they became young again. So Zakin and Zakena and Bachur and Besula, they're both referring to Avram and Sarah. It just means when they're younger and when they're older. The Bachur Besula Hainu Avram and Sarah Umishim Techazru Lena Arusehen Karal Huachi. So they're being a parents because they return to their youth. They're called this. So again, the Marsha was Mechavin to this as well. But what's the deeper message of this that they return to their youth? So the Ben Yoyada has a couple of pshatim. So first he says. Teach me about their attitudes, their midos. When it comes to Olam Hazeh, when it comes to Gashmias, they were nohag b'zakin v'zakena. I mean, they weren't so into it. They were very slow. They weren't so involved. They were like youth. They were a zakin and a zakena regarding olam hazeh issues, and they were like a bachur and a besula. They were young and ready to go when it comes to olam haba issues. Or he says it has to do with their relationship. The ahava shahaisa b'nehem eina ahava gufanit. Their love wasn't a physical love purely, because physical, some type of love of a gashmi item, the more you have, the more it dwindles over time. And therefore, does kviyat teva tiye halofa chasar. And here, the older they got, kemoshi kol mashi yaskinu bishanim, kamava tamti yaskinu bishanim yitzat shneim. Ella, their love was nafshit. Shaya oeves osa mechbat sidkusa, vihi oeves osa mechbat sidkuso. They loved each other because of the righteousness and the value and the deep emotional love that they had for each other, not just the physical love. And therefore, the more the years came, the more it got renewed, the love. And that's why Bachur and Besula and Zakin and Zakena. We mentioned this idea from the Malbim in the past. When the Malbim says in Parshas Vayetze, where it says that Vahiyu Beinav Kiyamim Achadim, that it was Vayakam and Rachel, it was like Yam Achadim Avaso Osa. Right? He loved it, so it went quickly. Yam Achadim. So that's the Malbim. Usually when you really want something, it takes longer. And when you're desiring something and you can't get it, it's even longer. What do you mean Yam Achadim? It's like Yam Achadim, like nothing. Says the Marsha, no, because most loves in the world is what he calls avas atzmo, right? I love pizza. I love pizza? No, I love myself. And pizza makes me feel good, so I eat the pizza. I have set the mental value for this slice of pizza, so why am I eating it? I love fish, so I kill the fish and I eat it, right? That's not love for the fish. It's love for myself, and it makes me feel good. So that type of love, when it's avas atzmo, so then every moment feels longer if you can't have it. But if it's avas hadavar, right, true ahava, says the Marsha, says the Malbim, where it's ahava based on a true valuation of what the other item is, and I cherish the other item, so then it goes quicker because one realizes the godless of what one has. And that was Yaakov's love for Rachel. He realized what it was for her, and that's exactly what the Ben Yoyada here says about the love between Avraham and Sarah. And that's why it stayed as a youthful love, Bachran and Besula Mitzarach. Okay. Let's continue. So, boy, mine Rav Meir of Chizda, hamalves chaveru al hamadbeya v'hosifu alav mahu. So, as we started yesterday and the whole daf today is going to talk about different types of. Tomorrow later on is going to talk about different types of damages. But here, there's no damage, but it's a case where one was maybe damaged or is going to get damaged. What happened? I borrowed money from you, and then they evaluated the money. Now, my piece of silver is worth more than what it was when I borrowed it. So mahu. So what's the din? Meaning yesterday we had the question on the top of today's amud. What happens if the same thing happened and it went down in value, right? V'nifsala hamadbeya. So that was machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you have to give the coin that's used now. I mean, you can't give the old coin that they devalued. You have to give the coin that they use now. And Shmuel says no. You could say, what do you mean? Take this coin. It's valuable in Meishan over there. So take it to Meishan. and you can use it. Remember, we're not talking about coins like we have nowadays. We're talking about, you know, coins that have a certain value of silver in it, so they can evaluate and devaluate it. So this is the question: if they added on to the, if they evaluated the coin, now it's worth more. So what's the deal? So who is the question according to, based on the machloka they just said yesterday? So Rashi says the question here is only according to Rav. Rav, who said yesterday that if they devaluate the coin, you have to give the coin that's Yotze now. So then what about if they evaluate the coin? Do you also have to give the coin that's where that is that for now? Because then you'll be giving more. And Rashi's going to say in a minute, that's Ribbis. That's Ribbis. The Rajba says, I don't think that could be the Pshat because we don't pass them like Rav. So why would the Gemara be asking a question like Rav? Hilchas HaKishmuel B'dini. The Lach is like Shmuel when it comes to Dini Mominus. So the Rashba thinks it's a case of the Kasha is according to Shmuel, but what did Shmuel agree? That if you can't get to Meishan, then you have to give the coin that's Yotze Bo Sosha. So that's what it's asking. In a case where you can't get to Meishan. Either way, it's Machlokas Rashi and the Rashba, who the question is according to. So if they evaluated the coin, so what is the halacha? So says the Gemara, Amar lo, no sin lo matbeya hayotze ba'osa shah. So you're right. You have to give the coin that's yotze at that time. Ba'osa shah. Amar le, afilu ki nafya. Even if it's a nafya, which is a very expensive coin, Amar le yin, yeah. Amar le, afilu ki sartya. Even if it's worth a sartya, which is a lot more, Amar le yin, yes. Gemara says, v'haka zaylin peyre. What do you mean? The you're going to get a lot, the fruit are worth, are much more or less expensive. They're less expensive, you're going to get a lot more for this coin. So isn't that a problem of ribbis? Rashi says, last two words on the umwood. It's a ribbis issue. If you're giving back a coin that's worth a lot more, so then isn't that ribbis, and the fruit are worth, are cost much less, xylan peri, and therefore isn't it a problem of ribbis?
Okay, so what's mafeya yotzei b'yotzei shah? That's a different mafeya, right?
I'm sorry?
A different mafeya worth what it was. A different matbea that has the value, the lower value of what it was before.
So the matbea, no. I think with the, whatever coin, you know, you can still give that coin, I think it's saying. So the Gemara answers, Amar Avashi, no, Chazinon, you have to see why the evaluation took place. This is going to kind of answer your question. Chazinon, imachbas tiva zilman chinanle. You're right. If the coin is because there's a greater silver in this coin, and that would be a problem of ribbis. That's manchin and lay. Then you have to take off less. But v'machmas tara. But if it's based on the shar, meaning the price of fruits, which is what we had originally thought was the case, then zil lo manchin and lay. So then you wouldn't devalue it. It just has to do with external factors. And if it's really worth just they evaluated the coin as I formulated the question, so then in a chinami you would take off. You would take off manchin on light, because that's about an inherent difference between what you're paying back. But if it's about a market price, so then you would not take it off. But what do you mean? Even if it's based on the market price, if you melt it down, it's still worth more. You can melt down the silver, and you're still paying back more. So shouldn't that still be a problem of ribbis? So the answer is no. Eloki hadra pabar afuna bread of Yeshua. Avdi uvda bezuze. They acted, they paskin the case with money. Like the agredimas taya, like agredimas the Arab, the money man ad yud bitzmanya, 10 for 8. What does that mean? Then a chinami. If they went to this, they went to this just like the case that they went there, and he had the new coin that was worth 8 compared to the old coin that was worth 10. So they adjusted for the difference. I mean, they gave the difference back. In all these cases, if it's more, so then they are going to give the difference back, and the borrower will not have to pay more than was borrowed. Period. In a chinami, we are worried about the ribbis cases, the ribbis issue in all these cases, and therefore you would adjust for the difference. I forgot to mention the bottom tosfos. I wanted to mention on the matbeya issue where it talks about Avram on one side and Zagan's on the other side. So tosfos says we're not talking about where you had pictures. Because it's usher to make tzuras ha'adam. Second to last line of Tosfos, right where it says, "Zaken is kena bachan and bachura also asa tzuras adam." Elakacha yakasuv mitzad echad. Zaken is kena mitzad echad umitzad acher bachur besula. That's what Tosfos says. And the poskim use this to discuss: is there an isser of tzuras ha'adam of the forms of people with just a head, or just a face? Right, either with a whole person. Okay, we know that might be an issue of losasuniti. Right, don't make forms like that. What about just the head, just about a bust of a person? Right, this is why, you know, some have some grandmothers knock off the nose of the dolls, right? Because of this issue about the tzitzura. The question is there an isser once it's made by a non-Jew, and you get it. So but the question is, what about if it's just the face? What if it's not a whole head? You don't have the features of a head. What if it's a head without the features of a nose and an eyes? It's just a stick figure, right, of a face. So is that an issue? So some posts can say from this Gemara, we're only talking about faces here. Right, we're not talking about a whole head. We're talking about on a coin. And Tosafot still says it's a problem. Right, so that's the Rav Yaakov Emden in Simon Kuf Ayin has a tshuva about this, where somebody came to his town and they had coins of themselves. Of course, so they were giving out to people. So he says he was made a mishtomem. He couldn't believe it. And then he quotes this Tosfos that talks about even just a face might be a problem. Okay, we're not passing here. We're just quoting the issue. Says the Gemara. Amarab. Okay, now getting into Hezek cases. Hazorik matbeya shel chaver liyamagadol patur. If I throw my friend's coin into the Yamagadol patur. What's the Yamagadol? Right, so sometimes Yamagadol means the Mediterranean, sometimes it means the Atlantic Ocean. So, unclear exactly. But if somebody is throws them a bit to the Yamagadol patur, he's patur. My time, why? Why am I patur? I threw the coin into the river. My time, Omar, because he says, Ha monach kamach, it's in front of you. Go get it, divar shakle. Go get your coin. It's sitting right there. The Gemara now limits it into Zahani Mila. The only time that you're going to be putter in this case is Bitzlulin, where it's clear water, to Kachazile, where you could see it. And he says, look in the water, it's right there, you could get it. Avo Achurin, to Lo Kachazile Lo. But if it's dirty water, where you can't see it, so then he's going to be Chayiv, because he can't just say, here, go get it. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's just finish. Vahani mili the adiyaduye. And also, it only applies if what I did was, you had a coin, and I bumped your hand. So then the coin, you know, went into the water. If I took the coin out of your hand and then threw it, then migzo gazlei, and I stole it. Hashava be a mevid, then I have to chiv hashava. So the only time I'm going to be patur is where the water is clear, and I bumped your hand, I never touched it myself. Tosva says here that dirty and clear water is lavdafka. What it really means is, can a diver go get it? Even if it's dirty water, says Tosva, if a diver could easily go get it, you know, then it's not a problem. If it's clear water, if it's all the way deep down and you can't get it anyway, then also it's right. So Tosfos says, "Achurin v'tzulun lav dafka, ela afilu achurin imatzi bara mora lemishkalenu." If a diver could go get it, havik tzulun, it's like it's clear, even if it's not. And if you can't go get it, you're chayiv. Vadenak tzulun achurin, because that's stama de milsa. You know, if it's clear, the diver could see it, and if it's dirty, the diver cannot see it. The Ksos thinks that there are other rishonim that argue. Ksos and Simon Shin Pei Vav assumes like that the Ramban in one place in Kuntres Dinin de Garmi, his whole Kuntres we're going to talk about later also on Garmi, he assumes that the Ramban argues no, it's explicit, it's only, you know, it's literally dirty and clear, that if it's clear then it's considered in your Rishus, it's considered in Matzi, it doesn't matter even if a diver cannot get it. If you could see it, you can't say he's going to be high for that. He's staring at you, staring in front of you. If you can't see it, so then you're chayiv even if a diver could get it, because it's not here. So what? The diver could get it. So whenever you could do something to get to recoup your damages, well, you got to pay the diver to get it. Or so you're gonna have to get. You have to. So it doesn't matter if it's gettable. So that's what the so says. When we did bring Hanabuki Yosef about Marva Ramban Lamanu to Kalhecha to Chazile Potter Lamandelo Don Dina to Garmi. And that is the Ksos. And there are notes on the bottom, and all the Achronim discuss that the Ramban himself says like Tosfos, and somewhere else in the Kuntres Dinin de Garmi. So it's difficult to say that this is what the Ramban really means, because he says, but favors like Tosfos, that's Lav Dafka. Either way, it's an important, interesting issue that it could be, according to the Ksos, according to some Rishonim, that Achron and Slulin are literal. Tosas here also discusses, when is adye aduye, that if I bump your hand and I cause something to fly out of your hand, is that ever called a hagba on my part? Because I caused something to be lifted up, but it's not in my hand. So usual hagba is I take it and I lift it. What if I cause something to be lifted? Is that called a kinyan hagba? So Tosas quotes different gemaras. Our gemara seems to say not. Our gemara says only if you take it in your hands. Even though, you know, what happened when I bumped it to your hand? It probably went up before it went down. Went straight down, probably went up over the railing and into the water. So Tosfos says, that's not good enough for Kinyan Hagba. Maybe you should be Chayiv Gezel even without holding it. So Tosfos has a few different answers. How do you put all the Gemaras together? But his final answer is, if you look in the second half of Tosfos, Tosfos Vahani Mili, the Yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, about 10 lines up from the last 10th to last skinny line. V'yishlamar d'davka hacha b'hanizak in lo chashiva hagba. Now here it's not good. Why? Because de'ika tarti l'griusa. There are two things that you don't have here. D'lo tafsam. Number one, you did not grab it themselves. V'gam ein magbia el mashpil. Tosfos says you have to say the cases where it did not go up. You knocked it out of his hand and it went straight down. There was no higher railing. So you didn't grab it in your hands, and it went straight down. That's why it's not a hagbah. But either or would be good enough in general. If you knock something and it goes up because of you, or you grab it, even though you don't never lift it, so then, it's, but as long as it's above three tefachim from the ground, so then that would be called a kinyan hagbah. But our Gemara has neither, and that's why it's not a kinyan. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if I bump into your hands and it falls into the water, I'm going to be putter. Masav Rava, 1 minute. The Mishnah says in Ma'aser Sheni, Ein Mechalalin Al Mosh, Ein Embershusa. When I, the halach is, as we know, Chilo Ma'aser Sheni. If I have fruit of Ma'aser Sheni, I'm allowed to switch the Kedusha onto money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim instead of having the fruit. So I'm not allowed to be Mechalel the fruit. I'm not allowed to take the Kedusha and put it onto money that is not in my Rishus. Ketzad, for example, Hayilo Mos Bekistera, Mos are in a Kistera. What's a Kistera? Rashi says it's some faraway place and you can't get there, because it's dangerous to get there. O Bahara Melech, or it's in the Haramelech, also you can't get there. Osha Nafal Kiso Yamagadol Ein Mechalalin. If your kiss is in Yamagadol, you can't do Chilo Maaser Sheni on it. Alright, so what do you see from there? So it's not in your Rishus. So why should you be putter if you cause the money to get there? Right? We're comparing Hezek to Chilo Maaser Sheni. Don't they have the same requirements? Answer the Gemara, no. There's a big difference between the two. Amar Rabba Shiny Lenin Meiser. Don't compare Meiser to Be'inan Matsui Biyotcha. Meiser Sheni has a very high standard. The money has to be in your hand. Drachmana Amar Vitzar Takesa Biyotcha Veleka. Because the Torah says that the money has to be Biyotcha, in your hand, and it is not there. Period. Number two, we're going to have a number of statements of Rabba here regarding cases of Hezek. Some type of case of Hezek where there might be something lacking. Right, that's what's going to be all these cases. So number one, we had where you knocked his hand and it went into the river. Number two, Vama Rava, Hashaf Matbea Shel Chaveiro Pater. If I smooth down a coin of my friend, and again, we're talking about the olden days, that it's not that the coins that now that it's still it's worth something, even if you shave it down and it's it doesn't look like a coin. Now, our coins are worth something based on the different types of pictures that are on it. If it has a picture of a quarter, not that a quarter is worth, right, a nickel is bigger than a dime, and it's still worth more. The dime is worth more, even though it's smaller, right? I'm saying, and, you know, so it doesn't go by smaller or a half a shekel is bigger than a whole shekel. I'm going to put it into, you know, kind of last week I was dealing with quarters and dimes. But in the times of the Gemara, it had to do with the weight and the width and the volume. So says Rabbi, if I take my friend's coin, I'm putter. Why my timer? Talo avim lo bidi. What did I do? It's still you have it all here, so I smushed it down. I didn't do anything besides that, so I didn't do anything. So that's why I'm putter. V'hanimili demachi b'kurnus of a tarshe. This is only though if I took a hammer and I flattened it. But yeah, I didn't cut off any of the pieces of silver. I just took a hammer and I flattened it, and that way that's why it is a potter. Aval shaifa b'shufina, but if I took a sander, and therefore some of the pieces of the silver came off, chisur chasre, then I was machasre you, I caused you a loss, and you don't have all the silver in front of you anymore, and therefore I'm going to be chayif. So Rashi says, why in the case where you just flattened it with a hammer, you potter? So Rashi says, grama, right, it's grama. Grama b'nizakin. All these cases are grama b'nizakin, you're going to be potter. The Mordechai adds one line, where the Mordechai says, and therefore, why you putter in this case? Because you can fix it. You can fix it. It's grama, and you could not get the coin back as it was. And therefore, you're going to be putter. So that's what the Mordechai says here, explaining Rashi. So ask the Achronim, ask the Hartzvi. What do you mean? Every time you can fix something, you're not going to be chayef in Ezek. Ein lo davar sof. Almost everything you can be chayef, you could get fixed. Whenever I damage you, I'm going to be putter because you can get it fixed. What does that mean? You get it fixed. You can always get things fixed. Ein lo davar sof. Sarach Ian doesn't answer the question. So he said, what's the pshat? Why should be potter here? So says the Chazonish, you have to say there's a limit here. Very important Chazonish. Chazonish here in Baba Kama, Simin Yud Beis. Says the Chazonish, talking about cases of damaging a Baal Chai. Right? You'll say a damaging animal. Right? If I damage an animal, Adam HaMazik. So miyu dafka babal chai shayach lomar de kol sheefshar lachzor berefua lekadmuso lo karina le nezek ala karina be gram torah. If the animal's going to get better by itself, so then you could come up with, okay, it's going to get better, so what do you really do? We had this discussion a little earlier in Perek HaChovel. We had Sheves HaPokso Bedamim, temporary nezek. See here too. So if he's going to get better by itself, the animal, then it's not a problem. Avo kli shepgamo, but if you break a kli, break somebody's cup, you break somebody's car, then of course you're going to be chayev. Liola mikri nezek. Only cases where the animal can get better by itself. So that's where you would say that what you did is not really significant in terms of nezek. Maybe it's only a grumma. Even if you have to take medicine, hu rak ozer lirefua shel koach achai. She'ena samim merapim basar hames. But if medicines work, it's obviously part of it is your own body working to help out with the medicine. So he says that's the only case. But then he says, we find two cases that are problematic to explain. One of them is ours. Matzinu b'shnei mikrim shomer b'gemara gam b'shar chafatzim efshel l'hachzor l'kadmuso. Right? We have two cases of Gemara that are very difficult to explain, that even if you damage something, and you get, so you're going to be potter though. So how do I explain? One of them is the case of throwing it into the river that we just had. Right, you could get it back through divers. So what? You could get it back through divers. You still a mazik, right? So why should that be pater? So for that, you have to say because there was no shinui in the matbeya at all. Or mishana the matbeya, it's still there, just on the water. So you have to say there, that's kind of a case of grama because you just removed it from his rishus. What about this case? So tzarech tam, he says, this is the most difficult one. Why should he be pater? Ulechora, he says, let me explain. If there was a kli that you smoothed down, you sure would be chayiv. If it was a kli. We're not talking about a kli. We're talking about a coin. If it was a kli, we surely would be chayev. The efshar, it must be, he says, to matbeya kal lahachzir tsurasa. It must be very easy to get it back to what it was. V'gam ein tsurasa rak simana lo chashvinan leirak legram torach. It must be, it's very easy to get it back here, but no, for sure, mikal makom nira de'in lemeidim mikal lemakom acher. Don't learn from here to any other case. This is some type of unique case. The kol bamshep bekli, and then, again, if the kli goes down in value at all, then for sure, you are going to be chayiv. Okay.
He's not arguing on Rashi,
but he's saying why this case is so different and unique.
Nobody argues with Rashi. Nobody says this is not a case of grama, where he's hammering it.
I'm saying, why else would you be putter if it's not grama?
Yeah, you haven't done anything. The coin still retains its value.
Maybe Hezek Sheino Nikar. Maybe some other Rishonim might say Hezek Sheino Nikar.
I want to say that the coin retains its value, whereas if you file it down...
Does it retain its value here?
You've removed weight of the coin.
I'm saying, but if it retained its value, then what was the Nezek? There was no Nezek.
So what is
it wouldn't even be Grumma.
But if it wasn't Mechaser, all you do is smooth it out. It can be
maybe it's not Mechaser if you could get it back to what it was. As is, you are Mechaser. I think as is your mechaser, you can't. This isn't worth. If you take this to the market, you can't use this for the same that you could have used it beforehand. You are mechaser the coin physically because you could just stretch it out again. I think you are mechaser in the state that you put it in. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says. The difference is if you hammer it down or you shave it. So masiv rava. I'll ask you what we had earlier. You call ein of a simal as of a charsho. Somebody hits somebody on the eye and blinds him, and on the ear and makes him deaf. Eved Yosem and Lecheris to his Eved. Why can I get Eino? Veino Roa, can I get Azo? Veino Shomea, but if it's just Kineged, the eye or the ear, not on it, but just near it, then Ein Eved Yosem and Lecheris, then Eved does not go free. But in the first half, you see, if you did an action and blinded him, again, we're comparing Nezek and Chaval here, you did an action on the eye or on the ear, the Eved is going to go free. Rashi says, Kivan to Asa Maisa Begufo, Lav Groma Kachashavlei, Elamamish. So you see, this is, since you do a physical act, that's not called grama, right? It's chiyuv. So how can you say, why should he be putter in the earlier case? So Gemara says, Rabba lo taimei. No, this case is different. Rabba goes according to his own reasoning by the case of Chavala. Dama Rabba, chershu lo aviv neherag. Rabba, if you remember, said that if somebody makes their father deaf, he's chayav misa for that. Why? Lefishi yi efshar, lecharisha b'lo chabura. Because it must have been a chabura, an internal chabura. The tips of the dama, nafsos lei b'udnei. Right, a drop of blood went into his ear and caused him to become deaf. So there wasn't just a maisa here, there was a real chisaron here. because it was real chisar, and that's why you're going to be chayav misa. Remember then, we discussed the nitziv and others about how do you define chabur? Do you need blood to come out? Is it just an internal black and blue mark? We discussed that then on daf peivav earlier. Period. Next case. Yomar Rabba, third case of Rabba quasi nezek. Hatzorim ozen parashas shachaveiro. Let's see, I go over to your cow, and I make a little mum in the ear of the cow. Still a kosher animal, right? You just can't bring it as a carbon. Still a kosher animal, you could eat it. So potter, the Gemara says you're potter. My time, a why? Park at the guy Makaima. The cow's still a cow. So love of lomidi. What do you do? The kulu shvarim lav lagabi mizbeah kaimi. Right? Not all oxen are roy lagabi mizbeah. If this was an abek carbon already, so then you're being maza carbonis. That's a separate issur. But here's just your friend's animal. Who says he was going to bring it onto the mizbeah? Bas of Rava. Let's ask you a question from a halacha about paraduma. Hose malacha b'mechatas. If I do malacha regarding with mechatas, what's mechatas? So we know the Meiri explains, not here, but where it came up earlier on Daf Nun Vav. Meiri says, I take when I have the paraduma, I take special water from a special spring from Mayim Chayim, and I mix that with the ashes of the paraduma. So mechatas, says the Meiri, is the water after it was mixed in. After it was mixed in, because there are different halachos of water before it was mixed in, it's called mei milui, and after you mix it in, it's called the mei chatas. So if you do malacha with mei chatas, that means if you use the mei chatas to weigh something with, you put the mei chatas on one side of the scale and use something else on the other side of the scale, that's called doing malacha with it. If I use it to wash something with, that's doing malacha with this water, that passels the mei chatas. Maybe he points out that mei milui is even more chamor. By Mimilu, if I'm filling up the water for the Mishnais and Parah discusses, if I'm filling up the water, and then while I'm filling up the water, I go take a shower, or I go do something else in the process, that's called doing Malacha during the process, and that passels the Mimilu. After you put in the ashes, then you'll have to do other things. But the Mimilu is even more Chamor. But this is if you do Malacha with Mechatas, or Parah Schatas, or if I do Malacha with the Parah, Paraduma, you can't do any Malacha done with it. So this is one of the cases we had at the beginning of Hakones, that you're pater midini adam, but you're chayev midini shemaim. So malacha dula min karezeka, what do we say you're pater for? Only by if you do malacha with it, because it's not recognizable hezek. Avot surim de min karezeka, but if you, let's say, would wounds the ear where the hezek is nikar, hachanam idim chayev midini adam. Isn't that a diak that you'd be chayev midini adam? So you see, if you passel up an animal, so we say it is hezek, and the Gemara is not assuming there's a difference between an animal that could be fit for paraduma, which is so special and unique and rare, and other karbanos. We assume there's no difference. Only 7 paradumas in history, 9 paradumas in history, I think. I think there's 9. The Mishnah says 9. 10th one by Mashiach. Amri, hu adin dafilu tsorim pater. No, the Gemara says no, don't make a diak. Even if you would be tsorim the ear of the paraduma, you'd also be pater. Hakamashvon, so what's the chiddush of saying the hezek sheino nikar case, dafilu malacha tulo minkar ezeka chayv dina shemayim. Because even if it's not nikar, you're still going to be chayv dina shemayim. That's the chiddush. But not that, sorim would be putter totally. Next, number 4, v'yamar rabba, hasor ev shtaro shel chaveiro. What happens if I burn the star of my friend? Right, this is one of the cases of garmi. It'll come up later on in the mesechta, but we can have this on Amad Beis. If I take a star that says Ruben owes you money and I burn it, so what did I do? Did I damage anything of yours? I damaged a raya of yours. But what's the halacha, says Rabba? Patur. To Amalei, you could say to him, Nayara Kalaiminach. What did I do? I burned some paper of yours. What's the big deal? I burned some paper. So that's Shita's Rabba. Rabba says, sorry, Shavasov is Patur. Rabba does not hold of Garmi. Maskav La Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says, 1 second, Hey Chidami, what's the exact case where you burned the star of your friends? Idika. Sahadi diyadi mahavi bishtara. We'll talk about Garmi a little later when it comes up. If there were Adim that knew what was written in the star, lichtavale star ma'alia, let him write a new star. What's the case that you burned the star? Did somebody see the star being burned? If somebody saw the star being burned, 2 days in the Rashba here, did they have to know that the star was Mekuyim in Bezdin? We know there's a concept called Kiyim Shtaris, that every star in Jewish law has to have a kiyum on it, that Bezdin has to have other people that testify that these are the correct signatures of the Edim, or the Edim themselves have to come and say these are our signatures. That's kiyum shtaris. So there are 2 days in the Rashba here whether this question is assuming they even know about the kiyum or not. Okay, so if they know that there was a star, so let them write a new star. V'deleka sahadi anan miadinan. And if there are no Edim, then how do you know anything? How do you know there was a star here that was burned? So Amarava Teba Mamino. We're talking about a case where the burner says to the Baal Hashtar, you know, I'm gonna, he's doing a little tshuva, you know, whatever you say, I'm gonna be responsible for. Teheba Mamino. He believes him. So that's the case. And that's the case where Rabba says, Pater. So Amar of Dimi Barchanina. Hadar Rabba Machlokas Rav Shimon Varabananhi. The case of Rabba is really a machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. So again, we're about to say that this relates to the sugya of Dabar Hagorim L'mamon. We mentioned in the past that there are three sugyas that overlap, and all the Gemaras overlap them. Garmi, Dabar Hagorim L'mamon, and Hezek She'eino Nikar. Those three sugyas are all different, but a lot of times the Gemara itself and the Rishonim blur the lines between them. So Gemara is about to suggest the case of Sarish Darosav is Dabar Hagorim L'mamon, and then it's going to reject and say, oh, it's case of Garmi, as we'll see. So first we're going to say, this case of Rabba is a machlokas of Shimon and the Rabbanan. Rav Shimon, Davar Davar Gan L'mamon, Kamamon Dami Mechayiv. Rav Shimon, who says, Davar Gan L'mamon. And with the case of Davar Gan L'mamon, I have a carbon that I have to replace if it's lost. So the carbon might not be mine, it belongs to Hektish, but if you steal it, so then that's your chayiv, because that's a Davar Hagorim L'mamon. It causes me to have to pay other money. So, according to Rav Shimon, who says Davar Gan L'mamon is Kamamon Dami Samachayev, so then this case also, by shtar, if you burn the shtar, that is a Davar HaGorim L'mamon, says this stage of the Gemara. The Rabbanan, the army, Davar Gan L'mamon, Lav Kamamon Dami, Lo Machayev. And according to the Rabbanan, who says Lav Kamamon, so you're going to be putter in this case. So Gemara says, Maskav Lar Funa Bredu Yeshua, 1 second. When do we say Davar Gan L'mamon is Kamamon Dami, but Davar Sheikar Mamon? What's his cases of Davar Gan L'mamon? That's when you have something inherently worth money. It is an asset. If it's a real asset, but there's a problem with it now. Like what? Kid the Rabba. Like Rabba's case. To Amar Rabba, Gozo Chametz Lefnei Pesach. In Yonah Dioma, let's say I steal Chametz before Pesach. Uba Acher V'Sarfo B'Moed. But on Yonah, and I steal Chametz, I have to pay back those Chametz. But then somebody else comes and burns my Chametz on Yonah. So Pater. So that person is Pater. Why? Shakol Mitzuvin Olav L'Varo. Because everybody has an answer to burn the chametz. So what did I do? La'achar Pesach, after Pesach, machlokas Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. But after Pesach, so that's a machlokas. L'Reb Shimon damar davar gan l'mamon kamamon dami chayiv, because this is asur to me, but it's still, I could give it back. And if you don't let me give it back, if you burn it, so then that's causing me to have to pay something else, and that's a davar gan l'mamon. L'Rabbanan damar davar gan l'mamon lav kamamon dami pater. But according to the Rabbanan, who say lav kamamon dami, I'm going to be potter. But what's that case? The case is chametz. Inherently, chametz is an asset. There's a halachic problem with it. But that's ikaro mamon. B'davar she'ein ikaro mamon, mi amrinan? Finishing the sentence. But by something that's not ikaro mamon, like a shtar, that's not gufo mamon, that's ein ikaro mamon, it's a piece of paper. So does davar garmel mamon apply in that case? So we reject it. So this case of shorish tarasov is not a case of davar garmel mamon. But what is it? Garmi. Amar Amemar, Manda Don Dina de Garmi, Magvi Beid Mei Shtar Ma'alya, the one who holds of Garmi. Remember, Garmi is somewhere in between Grama and Maisa Yashir. Grama, the Gemara says, is Pater. Maisa Yashir, right, a direct act, Chaya, that's Hezek. Garmi is somewhere in the middle, right? It's a little, it's more than a Grama, but it's there's something lacking in terms of its being a regular Maisa Hezek.
What is the Chametz case called?
So the chametz is davar hagram l'mamon. That's not garmi.
Is that closer to yashir or closer to
gemara? Is that, it's, no, you could do I could burn the chametz. I do a maisa yashir, but the gemara says that is not what.
Is that on that plane?
That would be a maisa yashir, but it's maisa yashir to maisa or yashir. To only davar hagram l'mamon. That's why the lack is in the chefsa, not in the act. Usually davar hagram l'mamon is a problem in the chefsa, the item that's being damaged, and garmi has to do with the maisa. Right, so chametz is a problem with the chefsa, even though it might be in my siyashir.
I guess what I'm asking is, what is the bigger fish, the case of
garmi? I don't know. I think it. Okay. Think about it. I think it could go either way. Okay. So Amemar says, so if you hold of garmis, then you could collect the meistar ma'alya. You have to pay for the whole the worth of the shtar. If you don't hold of garmi, all you got to pay is the worth of the paper. Right, because you have to pay that just burn his paper. That was in my siyashir. So Havi Ovda Vakafe Rafram Rav Ashi Vagvi Beki Kshur L'Salma. There was a case, and Rafram forced Rav Ashi to pay like a board that's being used for a picture, meaning for like a very fancy board. I mean, he caused him to pay in a certain case of Soref Shtarosef. Right, he caused him to pay in full. So it's a big discussion. We don't have time to go into it totally now. Exactly, Garmi, as I just alluded, Garmi is a problem in the Maisa Hezek. question is, what exactly is the difference between garmi and grama? How do you define? Is it just how indirect is it? Some cases, you know, is a grama, like maybe you could have said this case is grama. Yeah, you didn't damage an item that was gufo mamon. So all the Rishonim, the Ravid here, and the other Rishonim, I'll just read you the Ravid here. The Ravid says, what's the difference between grama and garmi? He says, grama is an offshoot of nizke mamon, while garmi is an offshoot of adam hamazik. That's his. You have to work out to see if that works in all the cases. But that's what the Ravid says. The Ramban has a little different lashon. In the Kuntres Din of the Garmi, the Ramban's lashon is kol hagoreim umachmas gramaso ba hezik shei efshar ela ba oso hezik. It's definitely going to be hezik because of your action. Ve'eno tali b'dasa cherim. That's called garmi. Even if it's delayed, it can still be garmi if it's direct. Again, you have to work out all the cases. Right, the Meiri says garmi is kavanasa lahazik al yado leva naasa hahezik. Grama means there's another source, another cause. You're like teaming up with the wind. You're teaming up with something else. Right, but kavanasa lahazik also.
I think the Rambam
says the Meiri. The Rambam, interesting. We're not going to focus on the Rambam so much there. The Rambam never quotes grama b'ni zaken ispacha. It's interesting. The Rambam just talks about garmi. He doesn't quote grama b'ni zaken ispacha. The question is, does he have such a category? Either way, that's grama and garmi. The other big issue, though, on this last line is, right, Rav from force Ravashi. Wouldn't Ravashi have to be forced? Why did Ravashi have to be forced? He forced Ravashi to do what? So Rashi quotes, he forced Ravashi to pay for something, Sesarif star chavero biyal duso. Rashi is one word. From when he was a child. From when he was a child. Right, so this is the Rashi, much discussed. The Agos Ashri quotes the Arzaruah, who makes a big issue with this Rashi. Right? If a katan does damage, does he have to pay for it when he becomes a gadol? So they quote this Rashi as saying, yeah, yes. Right? That's the Arzur says the Beferish. Even though there's a diak from the Mishnah earlier on Daf Pezayim, which seems to say not, which seems to say only a woman after she's divorced and everybody becomes free. The Mishnah didn't say about a katan should his gadol. That's why Rov Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rosh and others say no. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Meikar Adin, does not have to be paid for when he gets older. But still, this Rashi and the Arzarua says it has to be paid for based on this Rashi. The problem, though, is that if it's Meikar Adin, so why would Rashi have to be forced? So maybe that goofy. Even Rashi seems to say it's Lefnim Meshuras Adin. Right? The Arzarua says Beferis, you have to pay for it. Based on this Rashi. But this Rashi also might not be 100% of a Raya. Okay, there's a big discussion we'll start with tomorrow. I want to do a little more first about a katan. How much does a god have to worry about a katan's behavior? So maybe we'll start that tomorrow, the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Shabbos. But first, let's try to do a little more here. So Chametz Arva Lava Pesach, Amar L'Reish Achal Fanecha, Chametz, right? We just said, Chametz Arva Lava Pesach, you could say, the Mishnah said, you could just give it back if you steal it. So the Gemara says, Mantana Omer Bisur and Harish Chavanecha. Who is the one that says that by Yisuri Hana you could just say, here it is, Harish Chavanecha. Here it is in front of you. Who says that you're allowed to say that? Omer of Chizur of Yaakov. He it's of Yaakov Shita. The Tanya Shor Shehem is Ashlan Nigmardino. A shor that killed before he has a Gemara Din, before he becomes a Shor Niskal Mechro Machur. His say, if you sell it, it works. Hekdesha mukdash, and it's mukdash. Shachto basaro, mutter. If you shachto this basar, it's mutter. Hechzir shomer labala muchsar. And if you give it back to the owner, if you were a shomer, and then the shor killed, and then you give it back, it's fine. But misha nigmar dina, but once it has gemar din, and I was a shor on iskal, mechro eno macher, hekdesha eno mukdash, you can't do anything with it. Shachto basaro asar, hechzir shomer labala eno muchsar. You can't give it back to the owner. Because now it's a shor aniskal. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, no. Afish neg mardino echzer shom lebal of muchzar. Even after it's a shor aniskal, you can give it back. So what's the machlokas about? So my lab hakamifliki. Aren't they arguing about the following? Rabbi Yaakov savar omrin bi yisuri hana reishachal fanecha. Rabbi Yaakov says you could say by yisuri hana by the shor aniskal. Here it is. You could just give it back. Rabbanan savri ain't omrin bi yisuri hana reishachal fanecha. And the Rabbanan say no. You can't just give it back. So isn't our mishnah like Rabbi Yaakov? Gemara says no. Amrle Rabba. Rabba says lo. Everybody agrees you could say it. Why? If it was really a machlokas, why isn't there a machlokas in our Mishnah? Right? So it must be that there's some other machlokas about that. Really, everybody must agree you could say it. Because we'd rather not say our Mishnah is like a das yachid. Elo amar rabba, what's the machlokas by Shor Niskal? Hacha begomer dina shal shor shalo b'fanav kamiflaki. The machlokas is, do you have to give the gemar din of Shor HaNiskal when the ox is there? We had this earlier, right? Based on, again, Kamisa Bal Kamisa Shor. Kamisa Bailan Kamisa Shor. Does the Shor have to be there before you give a Gemara Din? So Rabbanan Savri and Gomer Shina Shal Shar Shal Bafana. Rabbanan say it has to be there. To Amar Lay, and therefore the owner could say, "I see say Nihale Havi my Riknale La Agma." I would have hid the Shor, meaning I could have prevented it from going to court, and therefore it's your fault. You put it in the hands of someone who I can't do a din with, meaning Bezdin, and therefore it's your fault. That's why I'm going to be Potter. Rabbi Yaakov, no, the shor does not have to be there. And therefore, the person could say, my avdile, what did I do to you? So, right? The shor would have been declared a shor niskal, even if it wouldn't be here. So therefore, I didn't do anything. So really, there's no machlokas. So the machloket, Rabba though, right? So Rabba is the one that said there's no machloket. Everybody agrees. Bisur and no, you can say Arish Chalafanecha. Ashkechei Rav Chizda the Rava, Rav Chizda, who originally suggested that the machloket was about whether you could say Arish Chalafanecha by Bisur and no. So he found Rabba Rav Shmuel. Amar Lei, Tanisa Midi Bisur and no. You ever learn anything about Bisur and no? Meaning you ever learn about that machloket? I'm like, yeah, in Tanina, I did. The following brisa. Mata malomar asher gaza. What does it mean? Return the gaza that you stole. So asher gaza yachzir. If it's like you stole, you can return it. Ke'insha gaza. Only if it is as is what you stole. Mikan amru. From here we learned. Gaza matbeah v'nifsal. If you stole a coin and it became pasul, meaning it's not used anymore. Peres v'kivu and it got rotted. Yain v'hechemitz. Yain became vinegar. Shuma v'nitmei. Schamitz v'arvalov v'pesach. That's the key one for us. Chametz and Pesach came. Behema v'nevda ba'aveira. All these cases are hezek, but there's something lacking. It's not a full hezek. B'shar ad shlo nigmar dino. Omer lo harei shechal fanecha. Right, in all these cases, you can just give it back. So, man shamas le da'amar ad shlo nigmar dino in mishne nigmar dino lo. Who is the shita? One of the cases here listed is a shar only before gemar din. You could say harei shechal fanecha, but not afterwards. So, who is that according to? That's the shita of the Rabbanan. Viktani, but what else is in here? Chameis v'avra lava pesach. Omer la reish chal fanecha. So you see, right, Rabba Bar Shmuel quotes from this bray, so you see that there is no machlokas in general about Yisuri Hana, because chameis you could give back. Shor nisko you can't give back. Right, so this is, obviously there's a difference. So Rav Chizda hears this, Rav Chizda who had said there is a machlokas about Yisuri Hana. So he says, Imishkachas lehu, if you find the tamidim in the base medrash, lo tema lehu v'lamidi. Don't tell him this. Right, because I didn't remember. This is a riot to the other shita. This is a riot to the one who said that there's a special machlokas by Shor Niskal. I didn't say this. I said there's a special din. So don't tell them this. Why? Rashi says, second to last line on the page. Right, mishum dechadu. They'll be happy. The mishkachi tiyufta lamilsi. Right, they'll be happy that they can schlug me up. Right, they're going to be happy about that. Right, so it's an interesting. Rav Kook says on the. I'll have to stop here, but. Rav Kook says that in Brachas Chav Zayin, it says that there's a machlokas in the Gemara, and one of the Amoraim said to the other one, let's wait for the other Rabbanan to come to the Beis Medrash, and they'll be able to tell us, what the halacha is. But when it says the language used for the other Rabbanan, they call the Bali Tracen, the shield holders, the ones who fight Milchanta Shel Torah. So Rav Kook there in the Ein Ayah says, why does it say like the shield, like shields? Why does it say the spear holders or the knife holders, the shield holders? That's what. So says Rav Kook, yeah, because when you have a Machanta Shel Torah, the point isn't just to attack the other person. It's to defend the MS. You're trying to get to the MS and you defend the MS. That's why it's not for the shield holders, because when you're in a Machanta Shel Torah, it's not about killing the other person's Svara. It's about trying to get to the MS, defending your Svara. So that's why it's Dafka the Bali Tracen. So here too, he said, Lotema Huvalo Midi. He says, don't tell them, because they might be happy. Again, the ultimate is not being happy when the other person's Svara gets down, but when you defend your Svara. Let's just do the last line. Peres v'kivu amal arish chalfanecha. Rotting fruit, you could say arish chalfanecha. V'atan peres v'kivu mishlam k'shasak zelo. Our Mishnah says otherwise. Our Mishnah says that if the fruit gets rotted, it's a shinui. Amar papa kanchi shirkivu kulan kanchi kivu m'ksasam. Depends if they all got rotted, only partially rotted. Partially rotted, you can give it back. All rotted, it is a total shinui. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we get into uman konen b'shevach kli. Again, these are major shasugyas here. I'm guessing that Tuesday night we'll have shir instead of Wednesday, because Wednesday is going to be a busy day. Tuesday night we'll have shir, and Ved Hashem, I guess Friday should be Yontif and Chutz La'aretz. We'll have shir Friday and Sunday. Monday and Tuesday I'm gonna be up north, Friday and Sunday Ved Hashem. So we'll have Friday will be instead of the Yontif days, but then we'll be back after Yontif. Okay, Ved Hashem tomorrow.